can I?
Yeah, maybe bring up Facebook and or YouTube. I'm not sure how we're going to do this. Hi.
Hi.
It's our very first IFAF live tonight.
You can tell by how very well prepared we are. All right, I think I'm going to pull it up on our Facebook feed. Let me make sure my volume is all the way down. Oh, one thing I hate, though, about my tablet is that on YouTube, when I open it up, or sorry, on Facebook, when I open it up, it always goes sideways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like that. Isn't that dumb?
Show the camera.
It's like that.
Why does it have to do that? Why can't it be
dumb
landscape instead of portrait?
I don't know. And the dumb thing is, when you go to search something, it switches it to landscape. So you're constantly going back and forth and back and forth, and it's really annoying.
This is crazy. So for the first time ever, I have monitors on us, and I can see I'm looking at us right now on the monitor.
Okay.
Here's my notes. Here's you. Here's the camera. I think I'm tracking. I think we ought to introduce our costumes first.
Yes. Now, that being said, are you sure that we're on? Because this is what I'm seeing on. Oh.
Yeah, Facebook is telling me that we're on.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
My monitor was just slow.
Okay.
How do I show the comments?
This is good. I knew we'd have a little bit of what the hell are we doing?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We had to expect that.
But first, why don't you, is there any way you can stand up? Because.
Oh, yeah. So you can see
the lowest shirt.
I mean, okay. So there's my shirt.
Uh huh.
That's about, here are my pants.
Those are the pants.
And my shoes.
And the shoes.
Oh, and I handmade my own earrings.
Nice.
Kind of exciting.
So there's Lois Griffin, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then I've got the, yeah. Oh, you can barely see, can you?
Yeah, right? It was really hard.
Look at that.
I mean, realistically, mine was mostly just chest. So yeah. You're welcome.
I'm very proud of this belt buckle.
It's a good looking belt buckle. It's exactly like he wears on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now,
I had Amazoned, oval gold belt buckle, and quickly realized, no, I'm looking for oval brass belt buckle.
Oh, good point. Look at you go.
And I'd just like to point out, I've got this Pawtucket Patriot Ale right here.
I know. I'm so impressed by that, by the way.
Just like Peter Griffin drinks.
Uh-huh. Which also, it came with a Consuela button.
It's water.
Which I thought was very funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not looking to get sloshed live. Matter of fact, we've actually been practicing Sober October, so we're basically saints right now.
Yeah, let's, so you may remember, if you watched episode 65, that's our most recent one, came out Monday, that was two episodes ago, 64, we first tried Recess Mood Adaptogen-infused sparkling water. Really good, way too expensive.
Yeah. It's spendy AF.
To drink on the regular, but we brought, so I also ordered these drops.
Here, I'll go ahead and.
So I don't know.
I'll go ahead and drop something while I'm at it.
Oh no, what'd you drop?
The Mason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Perrier.
So these drops are, I don't really know what adaptogens are other than they're herbal supplements.
Yeah.
And they seem to have magnesium, B6, and some other stuff. In different forms. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then there is a little ACV in here already because we're being extra, extra healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you want me to go ahead and get us a little drying?
Yeah. Well, do you want to do that up?
Yeah, sure. Also, I can see that we have comments, but I can't see what the comments are because my thing won't load. All right. I don't know if you can see that on your end.
Oh, hey, Doug Gillespie. Hey, Whitney.
Oh, nice. I love Whitney. Hey, I'm so glad she's here.
And hey, Doug. Stewie says hi.
Oh, cute.
Excellent, Doug. Now, Doug, did you move here yet? Or are you still thinking about it? Because I don't think we've heard from you in a while. Speaking of somebody we haven't heard from in a while.
Yeah, right.
More Buff, More Muff. Hit us up on YouTube.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Just this week. We'll talk about that next episode.
I was so worried about him. I'm glad he's back.
So Recess, their magnesium thing here, while you're mixing these up.
How many drops would you like, by the way?
So each dropper full is 1 milliliter.
Oh, okay.
And so we need at least 2 milliliters.
Okay.
For this drink.
Would you say that's a half milliliter then?
I think there's some lines on it.
Oh, is there?
That'll show you.
That sure would make things a lot easier.
No lines?
I ain't seeing no damn lines.
Did they come off?
I don't know if they came with any.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that this is a half dropper full because that's what my intuition is telling me.
So my question to you is, should we make a regular one or a double?
I mean, let's be naughty and make a double. Do you think that'll like mess with our guts?
No, I don't know.
You know, since it is the first time.
It's just herbs.
Well, yeah, but I mean, kratom or whatever is just herbs too, and that messes me up. Yeah. Why don't we just do a single this time?
Did you have a wild
time?
Night at the Maverick once?
I did once.
All right, yeah, just do
and then
a single.
After the next day, I felt like crap.
So in Recess, it's a magnesium blend of L-threonate, and in this stuff, it's L-theanine.
Is that five spooky for me?
Is it three spooky, five me?
Yeah. How many did I do? I think I did three.
Magnesium, ascorbate, vitamin B6. So that's pretty much the same as what's in this concoction here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sacrifice our bodies to science. Oh,
I'm
stopwatch.
I'm so clumsy. Jeez Louise.
How are we doing over there?
I'm doing good. Are you able to see the comments on Facebook? Because I can't make them happen.
Just barely.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, Natalie. Hey, David, what's up? Oh, he sent us stars and stuff. And I still don't know what that means, but...
It's exciting.
Is that like $500, David? Or is that like, can we get, or is it like the, you know, when you get the tickets out of the machine at the game place?
I think it's more like that, only you can't turn it in for prizes.
Can we turn the stars in for?
It's really just sweet, sweet, sweet validation.
A cheap plastic frog that jumps when you pop its tail,
when you flick its butt?
Yeah. All right.
Here we go.
Let's have an awkward silence just to get that out of the way. Let's.
Yeah, why not, right? All right, so I did fill us all the way to the brim.
You're not cooperating with the awkward silence plan. Oh, too much. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you hated dead air.
Right.
So I kind of wish we had straws to sort of mix this with, but...
I've got swizzle sticks, don't I?
Yes, you do. The little swords. Let me grab them.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, but those are... I don't know. All right. I'm going to try it without. How's this sound? Can we get a tech check? 1 cent to start. Bro, that's $5. Thanks, David.
Oh.
How's the sound on this? The board's telling us it's okay. And are we on YouTube too? Let's find out.
I hope so, or else that'd be a bummer.
How do you tell? No idea, bro.
I thought you did a test earlier.
I did, and thanks.
I learned nothing.
Don must have been doing something on his phone. Your buddy from the Wolf.
Oh, nice.
Don Jarrett in the morning.
Yeah, did he comment just now?
Yeah, as the Wolf when I was doing the test. I was like, damn it, no one was supposed to see this.
Oh, funny.
I want to appear to be perfect first thing with no practice.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to be fair, I mean, he's got to be on his phone quite a bit because he's got to be in tune with the community, you know?
Speaking of practice, so I'm glad we sort of set this up yesterday afternoon around 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I want to go live on YouTube. And YouTube is like, great. See you in 24 hours.
Yeah, right? Yeah, can you imagine if you did that same day? Like, you wake up in the morning thinking you've got plenty of time to get this all set up and it'll be no problem. And then it's like, actually, go to hell.
Mm-hmm. This beats tap water in a beer bottle, for sure.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
It does have a really nice vinegary taste to it, which I always dig.
It got that ACV, but are you getting the raspberry?
I'm not.
You're not? I'm getting a little bit of the raspberry flavor, and that's nice.
To be fair, I think I might have accidentally put 5 half droppers in yours instead of 4.
Well, then
maybe I'll give mine a little boost.
I'm dying of curiosity because when I... pulled the dropper out for the first time, it had markings on it.
Oh.
So have those markings now dissolved in the supposedly safe magnesium adaptogen blend that we're drinking? I don't know.
There's kind of a marking. It's just so faint, it's hard to see with stuff in it. Why don't you give that a look-see?
Well, I can't because of my glasses.
Oh, yeah?
So I can see you just great.
Okay.
I'm actually sacrificing short... field vision I'm using the wrong words. What
you're
near? I'm sacrificing my nearsighted vision right now with because I have glasses for farsighted, so I can see people from more than 6 feet away.
Yes, yeah.
If you're flipping me off from 12 feet away, I'll think you're giving me the peace sign without these glasses on.
Right.
Yeah.
See, and I do contacts because I'm also super duper blind to the point where if I put my hands out like this, my fingertips are blurry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. It sucks. Yeah.
They're just coming into focus for me right now.
Okay, fair.
Okay, so try it now with the extra drops.
Sorry, I got so excited about the conversation.
Oh, we were going to be good on this.
I am getting a little bit of raspberry now, and actually, it ain't bad.
Right? It's sort of a tart raspberry with the ACV
and
the ras.
I almost wish we would have tried it without the ACV just so I could get a better idea of the flavor, but I don't hate it.
It would have tasted like a clearly Canadian.
Yeah, right?
Or a La Croce.
Yeah.
Hint of lime.
Yeah, right?
Picture strawberry, but on low battery.
Sat on the bus next to a raspberry.
Yeah. Okay, so here's something I thought would be fun. Obviously, the weather's been crapola.
Yeah.
Craptastic.
Which I'm so pissed about.
Craporama.
Because just yesterday, kids totally could have gone trick-or-treating without jackets.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe some thermals underneath their costume. They could have gotten away with it, you know? And then today happened and I'm pissed. I'm so mad. I mean, especially with like the crappy like snow, whatever happened. It was almost snow. It was like right between.
It was snain.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, right?
It was.
Yeah, I was so mad, dude. Especially because I actually, for the first time ever, by the way, and I'm so mad that I didn't, like, eat up every minute of it, but I finally got my first trick-or-treaters this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I told my neighbor kids I was giving away full-size candy bars.
Caitlin, I think, was also a witness to the test earlier.
Oh, funny.
Thanks for your support there.
Love that.
And how did we time this, too? Did we time it to where, like, pretty much trick-or-treaters end at 9, right?
They've got to.
Usually?
It's way too late after that.
Especially later. Okay, here's what I thought would be fun. Let's go on to the Life in Idaho Falls. We're buddies with them.
Yeah.
Barbara Summerhill, who is also, I hope she's okay with me outing her as one of the admins. I think that's publicly available information.
I would hope so.
She mentioned a record low number of trick-or-treaters.
Interesting.
This year. So let's refresh Life in Idaho Falls, open parenthesis, SE Idaho, closed parenthesis, and see what's shaken.
Oh.
Is it people making fun of drivers? Is it who's got the best tacos? Oh, okay. Here's something funny. It's the pumpkin bucket in the Take Only One, right? A bunch of fun-size candy bars with a potato in it. Did you see this last year?
Super cute.
So the guy had like a 10-pound bag of potatoes, probably saved from, I don't know, Shelley Spud days. No, I don't think he's from Idaho. But he had
The trick-or-treat potato. I do remember that now.
The bowl of candy. You take one, and he, I don't know, has a Ring doorbell or something, but time after time, the first kid to show up would be thrilled to take this huge potato.
Yes. There's a little bit of Idaho in all of us.
I guess.
That's why it's shaped like that.
You've seen the other trick that, like, I think lazy bachelors on my feed are doing. They're putting out a bowl with a note taped to it saying, take one. Or, please only take one, or help yourself.
Right.
And the bowl's empty already.
You cheap butts. I was going to use a different word, but we're live.
Well, I don't know. That is what is referred to in some cultures and societies as a dick move.
Yes, I would agree. That's so mean, dude. Like, we had enough trick-or-treaters that, so I only went out and bought one box of full-size candy bars because I was like, I'm going to get like my two neighbor kids and that's it. You know, like I wasn't expecting anyone else. So when I got three sets of trick-or-treaters, I was ecstatic. But I was also like, oh no, I'm not going to have enough candy.
Right.
Because I only had 30 bars and I gave like 10 of them away at my Halloween party.
Great party, by the way.
Thank you. I thought it was very fun. But then I only had like, you know, 20 to 15 because we snacked a little left. Yeah.
I had a full-size Snickers and it was delightful.
I loved that you cut it into bite-sized pieces, though.
Into bite-sized pieces, and every bite-sized piece I would have, I'd also have some Ruffles.
Okay.
I was just in a salty, crunchy, but sweet.
You were. What you really wanted, I think, was one of those Reese's peanut butter cups with the chips in it. Also, I don't know if you saw the comment from David, but he says that you cash out your stars. You cash out your stars when you cash out your monetized earnings on Facebook. So the stars do have some kind of monetary value, which is super cool.
And David, I just want to thank you, by the way, while we're on the subject of David. He came from out of the blue, I think from another bro. Was it Josh Worrell, Mr. 208, Cookie Monster 208?
Oh, right, right. Uh-huh.
Was it Chad Summer? But from one of those guys.
Uh-huh.
And he just came to our page and gave us like a review and said, I support you guys. Thank you so much. And
that's so nice.
I guess I need to go on your page more.
Uh-huh.
Because I'll send you some stars for something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little star exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in
for a little Christmas.
See, I was thinking like a Mario Party when you get the chance time. And sometimes you have to trade stars, but you've got the same amount. So it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a $50 Best Buy gift card for Christmas. Great. Here's a $50 Great Harvest gift card.
Right, right.
We've exchanged gifts. Yay. By the way, Natalie says you should show your mouse.
Oh, can I?
If you want.
He's so little.
Go ahead and get the mouse. You may remember last episode, the most unusual place a baby mouse has ever been found in. Wouldn't you know it, one of Carly's friends found a mouse there. So she's been nurturing and nursing this thing with a combination of Pedialyte and kitten milk, which I find ironic.
I know, right?
Here's the mouse. Now, what do you...
so sweet.
You've been having it. It's been sitting on a heating pad with a humidifier in a bunch of colorful... What is this,
Miss? So this is just bedding. It's just like what you'd get at any pet store. It's a little cloudy because he's... So I think he's got a little cold. He's been having a hard time feeding. So I've been putting a humidifier in there with him to help him breathe better.
How would you know?
Oh, you can just tell.
Was it?
I don't know how else to explain it.
A little hit you.
No, so he wasn't eating as much as he usually... He's a voracious little eater is the thing, usually. But then he wasn't all of a sudden, and he kept like kind of tilting his head back and opening his mouth like he couldn't breathe very well. And I was like, all right, little buddy, let's figure out your stuff. Oh, he's got so much fuzz stuck to his face.
I'll tell you when we got a good shot of him.
Oh, gosh, golly. Well, he's going
to...
He has a little bit of party favor on his face, so ignore that. It's from the formula.
There's the mouse.
Isn't he so cute and little? He's just a teen.
And he's like four times as big as he was
when
you got him.
He was hairless. He was pink. He had no fur on his tummy. His eyes are just starting to open. By my estimation, I think he's about 15 to 17 days old. Depending on how old he was when I got him, but I don't think he was more than 3 days old when I got him.
Anybody got a hungry snake?
Don't even joke like that. He is my best friend now. He will crawl right into my hand when I put it in his enclosure.
Well, I was going to say,
he loves me.
When you release him into the wild, like, will he come running back to you? When you take him to the mouse sanctuary, like those lion videos?
I think he would, honestly. He's a pretty sweet little guy. Although he's actually probably, if he ends up tame enough, that's the goal, he's actually going to end up moving in with my mom. She's a school counselor, so he's going to be a little school pet.
Will she have her own little mouse circus?
Well, I do plan on getting him a friend. So at that point, if they decide to put together a routine, that's on them.
I vote for the one at the end of Chicago with Roxy Hart.
Ooh, there we go. That's a good one.
And Catherine Zeta Jones.
Yeah.
I forget her name.
I get it. Let me go put him back on the heating pad because he was just so happy on it.
And there's antibacterial soap in the test kitchen. I don't know why I'm so freaked out about that. It's just weird. While we're on the subject still of Halloween baskets to put out, some empty with notes, some with a giant potato. Have you seen the ones? This is where the meme sort of jumps the shark but gets better.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's a giant bowl of pho.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have seen that.
One, it's got a bunch of straws, one slurp per child.
Yeah, something like that.
Or
which, if you would have released that meme back during the Rona times, people would have lost it.
a pumpkin bowl full of cigarettes and one lighter. One smoke per kid. Don't take the lighter.
Funny. Well, you know you got to tie it down if they're not going to take it.
Natalie says, and I love you. And listen,
if
you're on,
Natty.
Oh, and yeah, okay, Lane and Super Crowbot, I am saying that right, on YouTube. Thanks so much for, okay, so we're finding out where to read the comments.
Okay, cool. I'm just trying to pull the YouTube up on this one.
Okay.
The YouTube.
Can you check out the YouTubes?
Yeah, I can check out the YouTubes.
Okay. Speaking of grandma speak, I saw your grandma today.
Yes, you did.
Is it Winco getting ice? Because I've just recently discovered that Winco ice, A, is consistently good. Their packaging fits in my freezer better. Mm-hmm. And B, it's so much cheaper than Maverick.
Which also, I tried to tell you that forever ago.
Maverick, I love you guys.
And you didn't listen.
But you're killing me. And what's up with sometimes having 10-pound bags and sometimes having 7? Because I don't think the price changes.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's because it's a scam, my guy.
I'm not saying that. But
okay. You don't have to because I did.
Okay. Let's refresh Life in Idaho Falls, SE Idaho. Skull Crusher Racing.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Doing something. West Side, were those gunshots or fireworks or something else? You mean loud booms, West Side?
Aliens.
We're live. We got a captive audience right now. We could just
yeah.
Or at least I do here in this room with Carly. We could go in depth about loud booms. My theory is that it has something to do with UAPs and the fact that we are 3.5 minutes away from Area 51. Mm-hmm. As the crow flies when you're going Mach 10.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody on TikTok said, does he not know about Area 52? And I'm like, yeah. It has been rumored to be Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah.
Yes, uh-huh.
The site of my first rave.
Right.
Still haven't told that story. Might not.
It is a little children naughty, I'm listening. Sure.
And,
well, the children should be in their rooms binging on candy by now. And if they're not, you're a bad parent.
Yeah. Did you see the post calling them sugared, I don't know, something velociraptors?
You know what?
Sorry,
a couple of the kids
teachers.
I got were velociraptors today.
Oh, were they?
Like actually dressed as them. It was super cute. The nice. Inflatable dinosaurs. I love those.
Yeah.
Okay. Really quick though, since it is Halloween and I've been wanting to talk about this anyway, because I don't know how I feel about it. Can we talk a little bit about the Switch Witch?
Yes. You used that in, we were talking about, the werewolf tracks.
Yes, yeah.
The new Reese's with the...
Yeah, with the vanilla on top.
They can't call them white, can't call it white chocolate.
Right.
But it's like vanilla frosting cream.
Now, that being said, I was eating one the other day, like the little piggy I am, and I did notice it was slightly more vanilla-y than just regular white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think they were going for a true vanilla flavor, which I think is why it balances out so well with the milk chocolate. Because I think that if it were just plain white chocolate, it would almost blend in with the milk chocolate, and then you couldn't tell the difference. Anyway, that's just my theory on those.
I know we're taking sidebars all over the place, so let me throw one more in. Do you have your place?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, I've got a new term for this sort of lightly flavored sparkling water beverage.
Uh-huh.
This tastes like I just kissed a girl who had raspberry lip gloss on.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then had some sparkling water. Yep. That's what this tastes like.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
But what I was going to say is, see, this is why we don't tend to go live, because we'll go on all these little tangents. It's so much easier when we're just in here alone and we can focus.
You'll notice there's this, if you've listened long enough,
mm-hmm.
there is a certain cadence to our show when we're not live.
Yes.
And we're probably totally blown. It'll be interesting to listen back to this, because I edit the hell out of every episode, just, you know, to
keep it succinct.
Yeah. And okay. In fact, we should talk about this. Let's get a little
before meta. We do Switch Witch.
Yes.
Okay. So,
I'll bookmark what I need to bookmark, 50%, then 90%. Okay. Go.
Perfect.
You go.
So the Switch Witch basically is a way that parents have tricked their kids into giving them their candy. So I think that it's mostly to make sure they don't get super hopped up on sugar, but basically they'll have the kids choose a certain amount of candy, however many pieces they allow them to keep, and then they take the rest of the candy, put it in their candy bucket, and then place it outside their bedroom doors, and then like a tooth fairy, mom and dad will go back and they'll switch out their candy for a toy instead. So it can be a nice way to sort of level up, especially if you're not like mega into candy as a kid. You know, or if your parents are going to eat it all anyway.
Well, and that is a great way to take something from a child, is to offer them something else.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You don't feel like you're taking candy from a baby, even though you're taking candy from a baby.
Right, but toddlers especially, mm-hmm. like, hey, look at this. Oh, I want this new shiny thing. Well, your hands are full. You got to give me that first.
Right,
you got to yes. give daddy's wallet back first.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's so true, though.
yeah.
Yeah, well, and I think that's... I think it's kind of a good way if you don't want your kids to consume too much sugar, or even better, if you've got a kid with certain allergies or something.
Yeah,
a lot that way they can go out and still have fun trick-or-treating and not feel like it's a waste of time.
A lot of teal pumpkin parents.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On the Facey Spaceys tonight saying, hey, where can we go to, you know, my kid has allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which I love that that's an option too. I actually... totally planned to and ended up not because I'm dumb and forgetful, but I'd planned to have some like toys and stuff set aside just in case.
Well, your goodie bags for your Halloween party, you got a ton of
yes, but I also gave some to kids
okay.
too, because I had four left that I gave to a couple of kids that I help out with and stuff, but I had a couple of bonus items that I threw in my little in a little like prize box that I keep to keep kids from acting out.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I put the rest of the stuff in there, but I really should have pulled it out and had it at the ready, but it's fine.
MB Beasley, what's up? Did we cover oh, hey. Switch Witch?
Yes, we did. Now tell us about 5090.
Oh, yeah. So I was just going to say, oh, and then let's get to, we got to plug the Spud Kings front row contest
because
you'll have one more very brief opportunity to enter that.
You will.
So we were kind of talking about how we do the show, and it used to be, so we'll do it on a Friday or Saturday night, usually a weekend night. Mm-hmm. Takes me a day to edit ish, and it's published Monday morning. First thing, you can start your week.
Yeah.
With our inane ramblings, with Idaho Falls infotainment opinion and juvenile humor. Okay. But it used to be we'd record for like 2 hours, and we were lucky to get an hour out of it.
Right.
Now, then we've got it down to like an hour and a half, and it's now become more and more challenging to get it down to an hour, I've noticed, especially with our Rocky Mountain Horror Show.
Yes, yeah.
Content that we've been doing. So basically, a year ago when we started this, we would use 50% of our content. Now we're using like 90% of our content.
Yeah.
And so I almost wonder if at some point, that's kind of one of the reasons I wanted to do a live show.
Yeah.
Was to see, you know, should we just do the other one live to tape?
Yeah, maybe.
Jeff and Greg do it.
Yeah, and they're great.
Why can't we?
Well, and it would save so much time too, which would be really nice. Oh, also, by the way, hi, Becca. Thanks for watching.
Thanks, Becca. Let's talk about coming up, not this weekend, but next.
Okay.
Friday. Is it Friday, November 8th?
Oh, yes.
Now I don't remember.
Yeah,
it is. It's a Friday night.
Yep.
Mountain America Center. So neither of us are sports lovers. I think we've both, we've covered that before.
Every time I've tried to play a game that in a sport that involves a ball, I always get hit in the face.
Yeah.
So I've just stopped.
I don't think my coordination's much better.
No.
Yeah, you've seen me.
I think the best thing I can do is like keepy uppy and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although dodgeball was always fun.
Yeah, no, not for me. Because I'd get hit in the face.
Okay. And that's one, yeah, where there's sort of no rules.
Yeah.
More likely to happen than, like, say, baseball.
There were rules when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. The rule being that if you hit someone in the face, you're out.
Oh, okay.
To discourage kids from hitting each other in the face.
Okay.
That's the thing. I don't think they were trying to hit me in the face. I think it was purely accident. It's just like I've got a magnet on my face.
Your face is just right there.
Yeah, basically.
It looks like a catcher's mitt.
I was kind of a moon-faced kid, too. So, like, just really round, really white, too, because I'm pale and pasty.
So, it's kind of funny how things work out. You know, small world, small town is the joke we made with Maddie Danger a couple episodes ago.
Right.
But we found out that Virgin River Land and Cattle Company was doing, this was last year, they were offering... making a $500 donation to the Snake River Animal Shelter when the Spud King scored a hat trick. So we named them IFAF.
Yeah.
And they messaged to say thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, no, thank you. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
And then we ended up hanging out a few times.
They rock.
Yeah.
Love the Virgins.
Lane and Whitney are so cool. And they've gotten us like random things like t-shirts and...
Oh, and the pickled eggs.
We still have to try those.
I'm so excited
about
them.
Now that Halloween is over, guys, we should do that next episode.
Yes, we will, because I can't wait any longer. If you make me wait one more damn week, I'm eating them. I'm going to binge them out of the test fridge.
So we got to be good enough friends where they invited us to a Spud Kings game. And I'm like, nah, pass. And they said, it's front row. And it's right behind the goalie. And I said, okay, I'm listening.
Yeah.
And we went and it was amazing.
It was the coolest night. It was so fun. Yeah.
It was amazing.
The thing that made me mad, though, is that there were several fights on the ice, but they only happened when you stepped out of the arena.
Maybe I'll, if there are no fights in the first quarter.
Yeah, maybe you need to go grab a, yeah, go take a walk.
Dasani.
Yeah.
Anyway.
For Dasani.
So they got these four seats. Well, somehow they scored another two, and they're inviting you, meaning you listening, watching right now.
You, dear viewer.
And you can pick up, there's three chances to enter, episode 64, episode 65 this week, and next week, episode 66. Mm-hmm. We'll have a new code word for each episode, and you email.
I know, we're grandma. You send us an email, electronic mail.
At least they don't have to send a fax.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
But it really is, I think, the most reliable way to do it with Gmail and labels and time and date stamps and everything like that. So you email us the code word from each episode, and each time you do that with the correct code word, it's a new entry into this contest. Mm-hmm. The reason we're promoting it right now in a really long, free-form sort of way is episode 66 is going to come out Monday, and you'll only have that day to send us an email.
Right.
Because at 12:01 the next day, we might pick the, or the, yeah, we're the drawing's have cut Chews. Off. Yeah. We're going to feed him a bunch of pumpkin. Carly's Chihuahua is going to poop on one of the squares. And if it's yours, you're coming with us next Friday night.
Right.
To the Spud Kings game, front row.
Also, hi, Caitlin. How's it going? And then really quick, MV Beasley. So I see that you are wanting us to send you a PM. So we're actually doing this the opposite way, where you're going to send us a PM if you want in on it. So you'll just send us an email at info@ifaf.com with the code word from our last two episodes and our upcoming episode.
Or does MB mean a PM to this live feed? Because if we've asked for PMs or set that up as an option, we have no idea what we're doing and we didn't mean to do that.
Oh, Becca, thank you. We were very proud of this costume. She said that she loves our costume this time. Yeah.
And you had a couple, right?
A couple of costumes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't really costumes per se, but I have a few pieces of Halloween attire that I bought a while ago when they were on sale. I've got this one really, so I've worn them all this year for each of the episodes this month, but I've got like my cool spider
shirt.
That's
what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, my web shirt, and then I've got my little red dress that was also my Orphan Annie costume last year that I throw a pair of devil horns on, and I've got a Orphan Antichrist costume.
If you haven't seen this week's episode, Carly is Little Orphan Antichrist.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And and I not seen in the video is her sponsor, her guardian, Daddy War Pigs.
Yeah, Daddy Warbucks.
I think Daddy War Pigs would be better.
Okay, that's fair. That's
generals
fair.
Generals gathered in their masses.
That's a good one.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you for that.
Something I wanted to show you. As a safety. And we haven't needed it so far, and we're halfway through.
Oh, Whitney says the Sando. I'm so excited for that, too.
We're going to do the Sando.
Okay, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
If you win the Spud Kings tickets, you have to say something. You don't have to do shit, really. But you enter. If you win, you win. But you'll be sandwiched between Mike and Carly and Lane and Whitney.
Yeah, it'll be great. We're going to be talking over you the entire game.
Yeah. So I wanted to show you, we've got a safety out. Watch this. Ta-da!
Oh, that's nice. And so then, if you have a nip slip, you can get it covered real quick.
Yeah, or I can cut my mic like this. Oh, wait, nope. That's
like this. Yeah.
Oh.
Now you can only hear me through your mic.
Gotcha.
Vice versa.
Okay, that's good to know.
Isn't that great? Okay.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then let me bring that back now.
Yeah.
Okay. And then here's some... intro, outro music, and here's some Please Stand By music.
You got all the stuff figured out.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I was unreasonably nervous about this.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Like, what if something goes wrong? Someone, a trick-or-treater could come to my door. Rango could start mm-hmm. barking.
Which he did a lot when yeah. I had some.
So.
Worth it. Oh, which reminds me.
If that happens, we'll just go, abort.
Which reminds me, I didn't put him back in his taco costume, but he's also sleeping, so I'm not gonna.
He is. Well, that's too bad because we have treat time coming up. That'll probably wake him up.
When that wakes him up, I'll put him in his costume. He's very cute in it.
Something else we're going to talk about next episode is last night we went to Candlelight at the Brickyard Event Center.
Yeah, which was super nice.
And we've talked to Brian Wood a yes. couple of times about how cool that place is, bro.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, Brian, really quick, if you are in charge of this part at all, which I doubt you are, but while we were sitting there, I kept thinking it would be really cool since the performers are arranged in a circle. If instead of putting them on a stage, you put them on a platform in the middle of the room and arrange everyone else in a circle too.
Okay.
And it would feel a little more seance-y, which is fun. Yeah.
It was really cool.
It was really cool.
It was a string quartet, and mm-hmm. it was so you're in for sort of a mellow evening anyway.
Yeah.
It was only 53 minutes, mm-hmm. the whole performance.
Yeah, which was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did, and did I get it on video? I think I did.
You did.
They did the Time Warp
mm-hmm.
for Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It was so good, too.
It was a pretty good rendition.
Mm-hmm.
They did Thriller and a few other things.
Yeah, they did Thriller, Addams Family, Ghostbusters was
Exorcist,
a fun one.
Stranger Things theme. Mm-hmm. Just a sort of haunted repertoire.
Ooh, Night on Bald Mount.
Yes, mm-hmm. Mussorgsky.
That one was good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some Shostakovich in there.
Uh-huh.
Mike Oldfield, Jack Carpenter. Right? He's the director of Halloween. I think I have this right. He also wrote the theme.
Oh, really?
Now, think about the Halloween theme. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
It's ding, 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 ding. I mean, it's just one dude plinking on a piano with some...
Right.
But still, for a director to write his own theme song... And one as iconic as that,
mm-hmm.
I thought was impressive.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, so we enjoyed that experience. Earlier this week, we did watch Rocky Horror Picture Show.
We sure did.
On, of all places, Disney Plus.
Yeah, how weird is that, dude?
What?
I actually know some folks who had Disney Plus who got rid of it because they didn't like the things that were being added to it.
Okay.
To that I say, hear me out. Just don't watch the things you don't want to watch, my guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's Disney. I remember, yeah. Okay, do you remember, so their first PG movie
mm-hmm.
was in the 70s. And I remember my dad shaking his head at the newspaper going, Walt's rolling over in his grave.
Well, and also.
Because it was PG.
Well, except that
Watcher in the Woods, I want to say.
Well, and also standards change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, realistically, like.
Yeah.
PG is not that bad. It's just not.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and Rocky, I got some ACV.
Right, in the back of your throat.
This is why I'm not allowed to have icy beverages on the show.
Yeah, you gonna crunch?
Gotta crunch the ice.
Oh, ASMR, have a comment that. While we're at it. David said, the guy who wrote the theme for Halloween said he didn't know how to write music. Wow, I would have never guessed because I thought it sounded good.
And have you played with any of the music writing stuff, the AI stuff?
Tyson says, John Carpenter, you heathen.
Oh, did I say Jack Carpenter?
You probably did.
I think I did. Sorry, Tyson.
Oh, David also says, so funny, my son was watching Disney Plus and I walked into Deadpool banging some hooker from the bar.
Oh.
Which does happen in Deadpool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think... is it one or two that has the pegging?
Anyway. I mean, realistically, I think that's just Deadpool any old time.
Just a typical Thursday night.
Yeah.
For anyway, but does that mean, since Rocky Horror Picture Show is on Disney Plus, do you see where I'm going with this?
I do.
Does that mean?
Dr. Frankenfurter is obviously, well, actually, here's the thing. He's clearly not a Disney princess. He's a Disney queen.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, clearly.
Sweet transvestite from transsexual.
Here's the thing. I still don't fully understand the plot. I get it well enough. Mm. But realistically, like, there's definitely a lot of lore there that I don't understand because I haven't done an in-depth analysis of it.
Yeah.
Does it stop me from having a great time? Absolutely not. I love me some Rocky Horror.
And can we get, maybe at the Brickyard, Brian, can we get a showing, a midnight showing of Rocky Horror Picture Show in Idaho Falls one of these nights?
Now, I know that they've done that at the Center Colonial
Theater. Yeah.
Yeah.
Colonial.
Uh-huh. Which I would love good. To go to
would
again.
Be great.
Yeah. I mean, why not the Frontier Center, a.k.a. the Civic, the true and proper name for the place. Yeah. But whatever.
And then rest in peace, Inga from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
What a bummer, dude.
Terry Garr, dead at 79, I want to say.
Wait, you said Inga from Rocky Horror Picture Show. Do you mean Inga from Young Frankenstein?
I'm sorry, Young Frankenstein. Oh, what the hell? It's by Jack Carpenter. That's all I know, Tyson.
That is something don't that would comment. Be edited out.
Yeah, see, that's an example of something. Yeah. Oh, I'm so stupid. So anyway, Inga from Young Frankenstein, the one that says, he would have a huge Schwanzstucker. She died this week. And here's what I thought was fascinating. She was diagnosed with MS in 2002. Mm-hmm. And she says, now that I think about it, I probably had the symptoms as early as 82.
Wow.
So she lived for a good 40 years after first experiencing the symptoms of multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, which is pretty tough on the body too, so I'm impressed.
And as I hear, even now, I know a young guy who just was diagnosed with that. As I hear, it's becoming more and more manageable.
Right.
And less life-threatening.
Yeah.
Than it, you know, has been in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Thank God for modern medicine.
Why are you smiling? Who's messaging?
Whitney. She was saying that she would totes wear her sweet IFAF shirt to that midnight viewing. Mm. She is one of the only two people in the world that have the Rocky Horror Picture Show IFAF t-shirt.
Yes. Is that the one I'm wearing this time? Or yeah, it's on this episode. Yeah.
Yes.
With our zombie faces.
Yeah. Super fun. Right. Great t-shirt, by the way.
This has been, really great.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got? You heard about the two-story home that caught fire on Tuesday night? Ammon Foothills, Sagewood?
Yeah, I heard about it, but I didn't know much more about it than that it caught fire, which bummer, too.
The rumor is the source was a portable fire pit on the back deck.
Oh, what a bummer.
Be careful, people.
Yes. Yeah, especially now that it's getting colder and people are using heaters and stuff like that. Maybe check it out before you do. Yeah, I actually knew, I know a gal who, she had a house fire, I think like last Christmas. They just barely got back into their house like last month. They have like four kids. They've been staying at the La Quinta in one room.
Which is Spanish for the bed bug.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I actually really like La Quinta. Don't go shitting on La Quinta.
I'm kidding.
La Quinta is one of the nicer ones in town, honestly. Mm. Well, and also, I've actually done a little research on this because I love me a jetted tub. And every now and then, I like the idea of being able to rent a room with a jetted tub, put a nice lush bath bomb in it, and just have myself an evening.
Okay? Are you supposed to do that? Are you supposed to put bath bombs in jetted tubs?
Probably not, but that's why I don't do it in my own.
In hotels you can.
Right? Anyway.
And that rented car, drive it like you stole it.
Yeah, right? Anyway, but yeah, La Quinta and I think like one of the Hamptons or something like that are one of the very few hotels in town that have jetted tubs.
Okay.
So, I mean, except for like destinations and stuff, but you know, if you just want like a night away instead of a destination away.
Right. Right. So I feel really sorry for these people. I feel really sorry for the gal. She was posting on Facebook about how that was her home. That was like, I think it was her home that she built.
Oh, that sucks.
And they sold it for whatever reason, but she was still heartbroken.
Well, yeah.
Over the fact that it was burning down.
I mean, yeah, if you put all your time and effort into designing that thing, seeing it go down in literal flames, probably kind of blows.
Is now a good time to mention, make sure those frozen turkeys are completely thawed before you put them in the deep fat fryer?
Oh, yeah, that probably would be a good one, too. Yeah, you don't need any other...
It seems like the IFFD does a viral video every year sort of demonstrating the hazards and doing something like that.
Oh, we just got a message from the CEO of La Quinta, and they will be pulling all ads. This is unacceptable. Thank you.
Again.
Buddy Ditz.
All right.
That's funny. I like
that. No one was hurt, by the way, in that fire.
Right.
And we want to say a happy Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, close enough at least.
While that's we're speaking Spanish.
The next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
November 1st and 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And get your sugar skulls out. Watch Guillermo del Toro's Book of Life.
Yes.
Book of Love.
That Book of Life. That also took you way too long to say. My goodness.
And Disney's Coco.
Yes. Yeah. Disney Pixar.
That's easy. Okay.
Let's get technical.
Why don't you and Tyson get together and just
nitpick be everything
pedantic
you say.
And semantic about everything I say. See, we would cut that out too. Although we've kept more and more of our good natured ribbing in.
Yeah, I think so.
It's kind of weird, right? To like be here in this studio, which is usually a closed off, safe space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not allowed. Like, I don't look at my phone during the show.
Yeah.
You know, like I remember one day there was that, there was a kid that I knew who went missing and I didn't know till we were done filming. And I was like, oh crap, I got to go look for this kid now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't missed, I don't think.
He was fine, by the way.
Important messages. Okay, yeah. Don't leave me hanging.
No, he
what
literally.
What about the kid?
Yeah, no, he just went on a walk, got lost.
Okay.
He was fine.
Right. Oh, I remember that night.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was absolutely fine in the end. He was found pretty quick, but the whole time I was like freaking out and worried.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Are you feeling anything yet from this?
I actually think I'm feeling a Scotiams or something, but do you want another?
Yeah. Should we have a little?
Do you mind if I get us some nice fresh ice and maybe just like a little fruity lacroche or something?
That'd be great.
Cool. Hot. All right, I'll be right back.
You want me to what is it? Riff, mug? No, it's what's the word I'm thinking of?
entertain?
They did a great version of it, I think, on Family Guy, of course. Oh, okay. I don't know if you can hear this, Carly, but I'll repeat it if you get back. Some guy, and I say some guy, I'm very aware of him. He's liked a bunch of our stuff on Facebook. I believe how you pronounce his name, and please don't shoot me if I get this wrong, Dennis. Dennis de Bois Blanc. Dennis de Bois Blanc. Dennis de Boise Blank. Something like that. We've talked before about how our audience on this show is people who are thinking about moving here. Like, I think Doug, right? People who live here. And people who used to live here are expats, like Greg Hale. And this Dennis guy is from Idaho Falls, lives in LA. He's a VO guy, and he's done voices for all of the Seth MacFarlanes. Family Guy, yeah, right? Cleveland Show, and American Dad.
Oh, I love that.
And he messaged us today, and he's like, hey, thanks for, you know, talking about the town, you know, it's like, it's nice to connect. And
that's hilarious. We didn't know about that before we chose these costumes, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was planned well in advance.
Right.
I've wanted to be Lois for a couple of years now.
Well, and I think it's, and I'm willing to do any couple's costume you want, really.
Oh, I've already got some in the barrel for next year, so be prepared.
Pretty much, if the character is a ginge, Carly's all over it.
Yeah, basically. Which also, I've been noticing lately in a lot of animated sitcoms, a lot of the time the wife is a ginger.
Okay.
Either a ginger or a blonde.
Does that mean if we do Little Mermaid, though, I don't want to be the prince. I want to be Ursula.
Oh, okay. That actually would be really fun, though.
Wouldn't that be a better fit?
I mean, I think it'd be more fun.
Poor unfortunate souls.
Now, that being said, are you going to let me do your makeup?
Sure.
Okay.
A little purple.
Yeah,
I like colors that end in Urple.
Oh, I can drag you up. It'll be good.
All right. IFAF After Dark. Maybe that's what we should have called this.
Yeah, right?
Tyson, way to go, buddy.
He's good like that.
I'm going to hit this screen right here.
You know, Tyson has a ridiculous amount of like movie and entertainment trivia just floating around in his head at all times.
Yes.
So I kind of think he's a good guy to consult regarding things like, you know, production.
What should we call our thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason I like IFAF Live is because it says what it is. This is, let's get meta again. Like, let's talk about branding. And I realized as I had, by the way, this thing here, that's just AI. This little screen here, those little logos.
It's that's, just a lie.
That, yeah. That's just me saying, and I forget which AI
I'm gonna...
I used. I think it's the Google one. Oh, is this stuff sticky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just if you get it on
Now, this does have a nice raspberry effervescence to it.
Yes, yeah, so I went ahead and chose an orange vanilla because I thought it would pair well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Raspberry orange vanilla.
The only one I was considering outside of that was a limoncello, but, you know, I figure limoncello deserves to be on its own.
It fascinates me that they can make water taste creamy with nothing in it.
Isn't that crazy?
It must be just a little vanilla essence or something.
Gotta be something.
But the reason I like IFAF Live is the same numbers as IFAF, and I think that'll make a nice square logo.
Ooh, that's true.
Plus, if you look at it, Live is almost a mirror image with the A and the V especially.
Right.
Of IFAF. So I think there's a way to, like, could we get the logo sitting on the falls and, like, reflecting in it?
Yeah, that'd be something cool.
Yeah, man. That'd be great. You sure there's nothing?
That's not how you hold a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. That's how you hold a gummy. Oh, no, we should cut that. Can we cut that? Oh, we can't cut that. Okay. What else? Fall back this weekend.
Wait, really quick. MB Beasley said that just in time for Halloween, they got a big, giant black cat from a rescue named El Gato.
Yes.
Which I love.
El Gato.
Tell El Gato we said hi.
We love El Gato already. There's nothing like a black cat.
If you got a picture, you better post it, MB. Don't leave us hanging.
Yeah, yeah. Post the pic. We'd love to see a picture of El Gato.
Mm-hmm.
This is great because we can interact in near real time. I forget what I have the settings set at, but I do love that. I love that interaction as opposed to comments later.
Yeah, right? I do too.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know with our software, I don't know how it's looking on YouTube, how it's looking. Please rate the quality of the video. Or
it looks good.
If there was an issue, let us know, like if the sound was too low or anything. Otherwise, we'll just assume no news is good news. But I'm using twice the processing power to go live on both Facebook and YouTube right now. But I wonder.
Man, I bet your computer's just burning up.
Well, and it's not. Let me feel it.
Super hot?
No.
Okay.
It's pleasantly warm.
Nice. Okay.
But I wonder, could we, if we can do that, can we do TikTok? Can we do Instagram?
Oh.
Maybe.
What about Twitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to get a Twitch
Only
account.
OnlyFans.
We've got everything else.
Yeah, right?
What are we going to do on that? It'll be pets in costumes.
Yes.
It'll be Rango in a taco costume.
Oh, that'll be cute. People would pay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, OnlyFans was never meant to be just what it is. Like, it was always supposed to be more of a Patreon.
Creators. Yeah.
Yeah. It just happened to be friendly to folks who were doing stuff like that.
Well, I have this theory that porn has influenced every single major modern achievement. You know,
people like boobs, dude.
I mean,
I get it.
You know, I was shocked to see like old black and white French postcards from the 1890s. Remember that? There's one of those Something That Built America episodes that talked about.
Oh, you mean
was it the Nickelodeon? But before that, it was the postcards.
Oh, okay. Well. Oh, I was thinking of something else. I thought you were talking about the, what was it? It was like the guns, hookers, and booze that built America or something like that.
Oh, maybe that was it.
Yeah, that one was fun.
Yeah, people were down at the boardwalk.
Yes.
With the Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Doing this hand motion.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, good point.
For a nickel.
Uh-huh.
And then that same nickel, fun fact, was later placed into a vat of Dasani. And that's why it tastes like it does.
Yeah, I didn't think that's where you were going to put that nickel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more on.
This is really pleasant in terms of taste.
It is. It's not bad, right?
Yeah. And what's the brand name again?
Apothecary, I think, right?
No, it just says magnesium. And I think there's like.
Says.
A ton of flavors.
I match me.
Hmm. Oh, okay. So it's one of those non-brand name brands. People, if you haven't realized this already, you probably don't have an Amazon account.
Right?
China is winning.
Yeah.
That's as political as I'm going to get this episode. Other than to point out that I heard that Idaho so far has record turnout for early voting.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And of course, next Tuesday, big day, election day.
I have not early voted and don't plan to because I want to get the time off of work.
What about your social responsibility? What are we teaching the kids you saying that?
I didn't say I was going to vote.
I'll play the role of our general manager.
Right. Yeah.
Huh? Carly, you can't say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, though, also, like, I haven't been able to, like, watch the news or anything like that really lately because I'm already burnt out and bummed out and I don't need any more of that. So lately, I've just kind of been going on a little hiatus and, you know, watching what I want when I feel like it. And it's actually pretty nice. Just saying. Honestly, ignorance is bliss and I like being stupid.
Life is a little tougher for stupid people. I found that out today when trying to put together this live feed, but then I realized it after a while, once I realized, oh, you got to have this key and then you have to get this plug in.
Right. I don't know, man. I kind of feel like the world caters to dummies. I mean, look at all of the tags on things.
I think we are getting stupider and stupider.
Yeah. Guess we should go to Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Okay. Dang it.
But I'm good. Where's the, oh no, that's not it.
Oh, either way, you're going to make him think that he needs to go outside.
Oh,
did you hear a weird noise, by the way? No?
No.
I'm going to check really quick.
Should I have?
I'm going to make sure there's not murderer in the house.
Is it the devil? I don't hear anything except my own rat voice.
Yeah. I'm scaring myself. Are you checking, like, the whole house? This is what's coming up next. Oh, I want to take a moment and thank my buddy, Steve. We don't always talk, but when we do, we have the best time. And he pulled like a reverse trick-or-treat on me today. Just because this is the kind of guy Steve is. And we won't show you everything he sent, because he's also a bit of a smartass. If you remember those slippers he sent me for Christmas last year. Do you remember those?
I do.
They just had a body part on them, is all.
A very long body part. Actually, that one was kind of short.
It was a little stubby.
Yeah.
No judgment. Anyway, thank you, Steve. Thank you, bro. You know who you are. Probably watching anonymously on YouTube right now. And I love you, man. And I know you love me. It's a bromance. Appreciate it. But he got us a ton of Halloween candy. And he even got some for Rango. So let's give it up.
Your special little boy, who happened to get up from his nap, which means that he gets the torture chamber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's upset.
Costume first.
He's running away. Can you meet me? Oh, he's hiding. He does not like it. But he looks so cute in it.
I don't know why I watched the Crapopolis episode today. It seems to be a lot of the Taika Waititi clan. It's got, who's our buddy? Laszlo from What We Do in the Shadows.
Right.
Anyway, it was the episode about how they domesticated wolves in order to be adorable pooches. It's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny. Oh gosh, I was going to say something funny and I don't remember what it was.
Okay. I'll give you a play-by-play. She's got Rango. He's accepted his fate. He's being unbelievable. Oh, there it goes. He's an attack chihuahua.
He is.
And he'll That's even attack mama.
He's baby, though. Oh, I remember. He looks ridiculously cute pooping in this. Because, you know, they sort of bend their back. They hunch a little bit to poop. But it just works so well with the taco shell shape. And it's adorable. Also, every time I pick him up, his paw always ends up in my shirt. But yeah, isn't he cute?
When you looked at him, did he say, "Estoy pooping"?
Yep.
Rango.
You want a treat?
Can you smell that, buddy?
You want to go get it?
Here, you... No, no, no. Well, okay.
Oh, you want to give it to him on camera so people can enjoy him?
That's what I was thinking. Okay, yeah.
We don't have to undo it later, okay?
He is being a bit angelic.
He's a sweet baby.
Oh, let's prove once and for all that we are in the same room.
Same room, yep.
Here's my hand, right? It's on my camera.
Yes.
There it is on Carly's camera. Not a trick of the...
Maybe there's another white man in the room with a hand.
Yeah. David said you can't land on Jupiter. What? It's a giant ball of gas. Oh.
Yeah.
Did I know that? I didn't know that.
You should have known that.
I should have known that.
You did so good.
Thanks, David.
Yeah.
David's on tonight.
Oh, he's happy.
And sorry if we've missed
yeah.
any of your comments. We will go back and read them later. and get a kick out of him.
I've been trying to keep up on him. That's so yummy.
Now, Rango's old enough to where he's had a couple of his teeth pulled.
He has. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's kind of fun to watch him eat.
Right? I know. He's kind of
smack his gums like an old man.
He's a good boy. He's a happy bean. He's a little bean taco.
Aren't you happy now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
He's not amused. I think he hates this. I'll tell you.
I don't know. He was rocking it. You had him dressed for the Halloween party like
that. He was. And I actually kind of think it worked like a, like one of those weighted blankets.
Oh, yeah.
Like it sort of calmed him the hell down.
Oh, here's something I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Next time I hit the treadmill, I want to start, I want to put like 50 pounds in a backpack.
I've got a weighted vest you can borrow.
I hear that you can increase your bone density that way. And if you're going to be walking on a treadmill anyway.
Yeah, you might as well.
I'm dedicated to fat loss, homies.
Yeah, I know. This I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
It's been a rough year, man.
It has. Especially doing this show. That bowl of candy over there, I don't know what we're going to do with that,
Steve. And we've been working hard, too. Yeah.
I do. I have one little treat after lunch and
it's hard dinner. Not to, dude. Yeah. Man, lately I've been such a sugar fiend, especially ever since finding that Huckleberry Thor's chocolate. Holy crap, dude.
She will not shut up about it, Christian.
It's so freaking good, dude.
And Martin.
Also, okay, so the first time I got it, I was able to stretch that thing over like 2 weeks. I was really, really good about it. This last time, you want to know how long it lasted me? 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I went a little nutso butso.
I am a fan. While we're giving them a plug, I'm a fan of their keto chocolate. Some of that with just a handful of peanuts.
It's good.
That'll satisfy the sweet tooth, and I'm still keto.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty hot.
So thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah. But honestly, I think the main reason that I went through it so fast is because, so I've been getting up at night to feed the mouse. And when I do that.
Every 2 hours, right?
So I'm kind of a little shit. And I do it more like every four, you know, still. But still it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. But anyway, I, so when I would get up, I would sort of incentivize myself too by being like, well, you can at least get yourself a little treat while you're at it. And so I went through that thing really quick. Yeah.
Okay. No, but that's, you know, there are times
when
incentivizing yourself, I think, leads to better behavior in another category.
I think so.
You know?
Well, and especially because I had such a hard time getting up. Like, there was one night when I slept through my alarm and just didn't wake up at all. And he just didn't get to eat that night. And I felt really terrible the next day.
Almost like, you know, nature.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, you know, he's still alive, still kicking.
How many baby mice are born and then mama goes out to, I don't know, eat mama mouse food, grass, I don't know.
Seeds.
And she gets mowed over and never comes back.
Oh, that's really sad.
I know, nature sucks.
Yeah, nature sucks.
Is this a good time to tell you about the worst nature video I've ever seen?
Sure, but let me set him down because he's small, but he's heavy. And he's kind of dead weight. Like, you can kind of tell just by looking at him. He's just like,
I chihuahua so taco aspect down. Yo quiero this costume. Did you see him? Attaboy. Good boy, Rango. Good boy.
You get a whole, well, no, that's kind of big for you, but you get a whole half of a bacon. Oh, he's happy. He's going for it. His little butt's in the air, tail wagging.
It is. It is. We will, one of these days, we'll get another camera in here when we get set up to have guests.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll get every corner of this place.
He's so beautiful. He's so beautiful.
Also an example of something we'd cut out of a regular show is Carly baby talking her chihuahua.
He's a good boy. I can't help it. He's special.
That's our show. Can you believe it's been an hour?
Wow, we're already done?
Unless you have, do you got anything? Now, all right, let's say the show is officially over. Any leftovers? Anything you want
to? Let's say hi to Jer. He just came on probably a while ago. I just haven't seen it. Yo quiero taco Rango. Thank you, Tyson. And let's see here. The benefits of live. Yeah, nothing else that I'm seeing.
I just read Fuddy Ditt's comment about, I'm actually the CEO of La Quinta.
I know. Isn't that funny? I thought that was cute. Yeah. I mean, I think we've got it.
That was fun. It was a good little test run. Thanks so much for being a part of it.
That was a blast. Happy Halloween. You Halloweeners. Let's give him another snack.
Another one?
Yeah, he deserves it. He wore the taco. He wore the taco twice today.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah.
All right.
really quick. Okay, here's one thing I do want to talk about. Pet costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Love them or hate them.
I've actually posted. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this, but the Mike Helps Idaho Instagram is fire.
It's really good, actually.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
It's mostly just curated content. It's not like pictures of me holding different things or with meals or cars or hunting at hunting, fishing, and or sporting events, you know. But yeah, as long as it looks like the pet's having a good time too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Like there's this one corgi. I should post it like tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's this one corgi that steps into its outfit every morning.
That's seen that? That's cute.
Yeah, and then they do the corgi smile.
I do love that. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Rango sometimes, here's the thing. He doesn't like putting it on or taking it off, but sometimes he really appreciates having clothes on, especially because he's a small boy who gets cold easy, and he's got a couple of little hoodies that work really well to keep him nice and cozy. Here's one thing that drives me nuts about pet costumes, though. They don't leave enough room for the wiener.
Ah.
There are so many times when I'll put like a little sweater or something on him and he'll end up peeing in it, like peeing inside of it because it stretches over.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. Like they need to cut it up higher or something.
Right. They almost need
Yeah.
A wee-wee shaped.
Yeah. Well, like, and usually they have kind of a cutout, but it's always way lower. Like, I think they're expecting longer dogs in these.
Okay.
You know? And it's like, no, make them for the shorties, dude.
Ken, what is this, a costume for dachshunds?
Right.
I have a chihuahua.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The dachshund can wear it anyway. It'll just cover a little less of him. But you don't want it to cover more of him because then you end up with a little pee-pee sweater that you have to clean.
Right.
Yeah. And then as you're trying to take it off your dog, you get pee-pee on your dog.
I think every costume should include the max amount of weenie room.
I think so, too.
Possible.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, maybe it's just because it was in HD, but when on Disney Plus, but boy, watching Rocky Horror Picture Show on your big TV.
Yeah, you might notice which way Tim Curry likes to dress.
Yeah. Up and left is the answer to that.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially in those little briefs that he wears, then yeah, there ain't no other way to go.
On that note, happy Halloween.
Picture that as you fall asleep tonight.
It's been real. Oh, I was going to try to do it the slick way.
Nope.
Take two. cut that out, right? Okay, yeah. It's been real. Watch how seamless and slick this is.